So business money management is not an intuitive thing. It's something that we need to be taught. It's something that we need to learn how to manage. And you know, a lot of times there's some shame around money and we just don't really go and learn what we need to learn. But guess what? That's why you're here. Thanks for joining me on the Profit Accelerator podcast. I'm Dawn Kennedy, your host, with tips, strategies, and real solutions to help you make more money and, more importantly, keep more profit in your business, because we know having more profit means having more impact. Hello, welcome to this episode of the Profit Accelerator podcast. We're going to talk for a few minutes about getting it in writing. That's right. All of the agreements that you make in your business with your clients, customers, other business owners, we're going to talk about getting it in writing. Now, I'm not going to deep dive into all the mysteries of the code, of, you know, those types of things. What I am going to do, though, is I'm going to give you some high-level reasons why you want to do this. I'm going to tell you how you can do it so you don't feel overwhelmed. And, you know, I know you probably know why it's important that you want to protect yourself. It's kind of like having this little bit of a blanket wrapped around you that can help protect your business. But I think sometimes we feel it's not going to happen to us. Oh, my clients would never charge back. No, I vet my clients very well. They would never ask for a refund. You know, it's like, no, my clients wouldn't lie about not receiving a package. You know, there's lots of things that unfortunately people do sometimes out in the marketplace that are unexpected to us. And if we don't have things in writing in our business, they may be able to take advantage of us in some way. And that can hurt us financially. It can hurt our reputation. You know, sometimes there are things that happen that without having it in writing, there's nothing we can do about it. Even if we made it crystal clear, even if we talked about it, even if everyone all agreed at the time, because we don't have it on paper, we can't enforce what we all agreed to. So I want to step back a second and remind people that I am also a lawyer. So I do have a little passing knowledge of contract law. I also do tutor in contracts for law students. So I have several law students that I have tutored all the way to the bar exam with passing knowledge of contract law as well. But I'm not going to make this a big legal thing. But what I am going to do is I want to make sure that you understand, you know, some of the passing things you need to think about putting into writing. Do I think that every single thing needs this formal, you know, 14-page agreement? No. Do I think everyone should be running to the internet and downloading templates that have things like force majeure clause, which you don't even know what that is, but because you got it off the internet, you should be using it? No. No, I think there are some basic things that you need to put on there for more expensive agreements, for more, you know, valuable contracts. You definitely want to have something extremely airtight. But for passing agreements, things that we do all the time, sometimes a checkbox on your page that spells out very clearly the terms and conditions and makes it very clear that people have to read that before they can move on with a purchase may be just enough. But let's step back for a second. Let's talk about contracts and agreements in general. The agreement has to have an underlying intent to enter into this business transaction, this transaction by both parties. So you have to intend to move forward with the sale of something, and the other party has to intend to move forward with the purchase of something before we can get any further. So if neither party plans to follow through, we don't have to put anything in writing because it doesn't matter. So we're going to go for a sake of argument and say, hey, both of you guys intend to enter into this agreement. Here's the next part. The actual terms of this agreement need to be memorialized on paper. Now, we have a little acronym that we like to use called Q-tips, and I'm going to give this to you. But here are some things that I want you to think about making sure you put down in writing so that people can understand clearly what they're signing up for, and you are very clear about what you're going to deliver to your customers or clients. So on Q-tips, the Q stands for quantity. How many things are people getting? Are they getting 2 bags of something? Are they getting 12 sessions? Are they getting, you know, 13 hours? What are they getting? Are they getting 5 videos? What are they signing up for? What is the quantity of things? The second one is, what is the time? Do they get it immediately? Is it delivered within 10 to 14 days? Is it spread out over 6 months? What is the time period that we're going to be in this agreement, that we're going to be delivering this stuff? Then the next one is the identity of the party. It's you and me. It's going to be me as, you know, the coach and you as the client, or me as the jewelry maker and you as the customer. And then the price. What is the price? I know that everybody generally puts the price into everything, but you would be surprised that I have seen agreements where price was left out because they just agreed to it and it just somehow was left out of the writing. So make sure the price is in the writing. And then the last thing is subject matter, meaning we want to spell out specifically what you're getting. 12 coaching sessions, 2 bags of coffee, 12 ounces each. You're getting 1 pendant made of these types of stones. You want to talk about the terms very specifically so there's no question as to what the agreement is around. You want to make sure that anybody could look at this agreement, anybody who wasn't even party to the conversation, and say, oh yeah, I see what they're buying. Absolutely. It's right here, black and white, too easy to see. So you want to make sure that that's in there in your writing. You want to make sure that's on your website if you're selling courses online. You want to say something like, you're getting this online course. It's 5 modules. You get 3 workbooks. You get this, you get this. The time that you have is forever, or you have to complete it in 6 months, or you have lifetime access. Whatever you decide, the price is going to be however much it is. And you're going to have, you know, this particular course. You want to make sure that that is so crystal clear. People know what they're signing up and giving you money for. Make sure that your contact information is clearly put into your writing, and make sure their contact information is clearly put in there. Name, address, phone, email. If you are online and you have some of the checkouts that just take, you know, the click of the one button with an email, you might want to start collecting an address. Sometimes, you know, there are some ways that you can just, they put in their credit card information and you won't see it. I would still get a home address for them for a couple of different reasons. And one is so that we can truly identify and have their full contact information. Now, the next couple of things I want to tell you about protect you as the business owner from different things happening. But once you have memorialized in writing all of the terms of the contract, all the terms of the agreement, you both intend to get in there. Before you sign, let's talk about a few other things. The first one would be, what happens if somebody cannot fulfill the agreement? Let's say somebody gets sick and they're unable to make 2 coaching sessions in a row. What do we do in case of that? So one thing we want to always think about is, what is, and this is because I'm a lawyer, what is the worst case scenario? What could happen that could affect us being able on both sides to perform on this agreement? So let's say that I'm coaching and we agree for 12 sessions and we're in session number 4 and I get pneumonia and I'm hospitalized for 2 weeks. How do we deal with that? Do we reschedule? What do we do? You know, and you can say that we would reschedule any missed sessions up to, you know, 1 month out, something like that. Also, you know, there are some things we can't predict in writing, and you do need to have some flexibility doing good business and being fair in business, that sometimes we just have to walk away from an agreement, refund money, and be done with it. But generally speaking, I want you to think about what would happen. What happens if something gets lost in the mail? Are you using tracking? You know, how are you going to deliver these things to people? How are you going to perform your agreement? We're going to meet on Zoom once a week. I'm going to ship this priority mail and I'm going to send you a tracking number in your email. How are you going to do this? What do you do to perform? I would start to spell those things out. This is how, once we agree to these terms, then I'm going to take a couple of seconds and I'm going to tell you how we're going to do this. And I want you to be really transparent about it, because people like to know what they can expect. And when you put it out there, it actually, as long as you stick to what you say you're going to do, people will be very, very forgiving. You know, if something happens along the way, if you're supposed to ship it out in 2 days, but somebody gets in a car accident, you didn't get to the post office, shoot them an email. Most of the time, they're very understanding. If, however, you have no communication with them and they don't have any expectation about what's going to happen, and you didn't put it in writing and you didn't tell them what was going on, people can start to get a little upset. And that's when you start getting those bad reviews. So you want to make sure that you're spelling out some of those things. And it doesn't have to be super fancy, but you want to talk about how you two are going to perform the contract. So what happens? Hey, I'm going to ship these to you. Hey, we're going to jump on Zoom for an hour each week. You can reschedule up to this time. You need to give me some notice if you need to cancel. Whatever those things are, we're going to talk about how each of you is going to perform. Then we want to talk about things like refunds, replacements, any of those types of things. If the contract goes south, if something happens and you're unable to perform on either side, I want you to spell out very clearly. If there are no refunds, there are no refunds. If you only give replacements up to 60 days, you only give replacements up to 60 days. Now, does this mean that you cannot make exceptions in the future if you have a situation where that needs to happen? Of course you can. You're the business owner. You get to decide whether or not you want to move outside of your written agreement and do that. I would contact an attorney on that, though, whether or not I would want to do that. But the idea is that you need to put in writing what your real terms and conditions are. What you're telling them is, this is how I do business. These are the things that I expect from you. These are the things you can expect from me. And I'm going to tell you, when it comes to refunds, this is what you can expect. If you cancel within this many days, you get a partial refund. If you cancel within this many days, you get no refund. Whatever it is, put it in writing. Protect yourself. The same thing with replacement goods. If you don't get it within this amount of time. You know, I recently actually had something happen with one of those food delivery services. And they do the tracking. And FedEx had sent me a little thing that said, your package was damaged in shipping. We're sending it back to, you know, the place, we won't be delivering this to you. And it took a couple of days, but they contacted me and said, you know what, we see you didn't get your delivery. We're going to go ahead and just put a credit into your account because, you know, obviously you never got your package. But because they had that tracking and FedEx was the one that decided not to deliver, it made our transaction very smooth. And I didn't have to get, you know, too upset that they weren't taking care of my business very quickly and efficiently. So you do want to make sure that all of these expectations are put out there. Now, some other things to consider. Payment terms. Do you have payment terms? Do you accept payments with your clients? Do you take partial payments? Do you take COD, right? Cash on delivery. Do you accept payment when someone receives it? Do you require 100% of the payments up front? You need to spell out how those payments are and what happens if you're on a payment plan and a payment doesn't process. What are the steps that have to happen next? You need to make sure that you take care of the payment piece and you spell that out as well. So things around money need to be very, very clearly taken care of. And again, they need to be put into the writing. So let me recap here a little bit. We want to make sure that all the terms, those Q-tips, your quantities, how you're going to perform, your time that you're going to be in this contract together, time and performance, the identity of the parties, you and them, the price that you're going to charge, the subject matter, how you're going to perform this, how you're going to deliver services, how they can expect to receive them, what you expect of them as well, all the contact information. And then we're going to get down into the money stuff. And we're going to really talk about things like refund policies, replacement policies, payment policies. Want to make sure that we have all of those things into a writing. Now, right now, I see half of you rolling your eyes going, my gosh, this is insane. I can't believe this. And you're now thinking there's got to be a 12-page paper involved. It actually doesn't need to be. You can actually do something like this up in just a couple of pages. Or online, you see this sometimes. It takes just one little scroll down to complete the terms and conditions. It does not need to be super complicated. Again, if you need a referral to an attorney in your area, you can just let me know that and I can get someone in your niche and we can get you a business attorney to help you. But what I want you to take away from this is that these things need to be thought of and spelled out. And too many times I see people get into agreements because they just want to make the sale and they don't stop and think about how they're going to protect themselves. And there are some people who sell stuff before it's completely made. And I get that too. You know, if you're starting a new beta program, put people in the program, or you're selling samples of something and you don't quite know all the things, you still need to have a little something that says, hey, this is a test program. I'm expecting to do 10 weeks of this. It's going to be this. Or, hey, it's a test program. I'm going to send you this many of this for this amount of time. Just put down there what people can expect from you and what you can expect from them. That there is the basis of making sure that everyone can perform the side, you know, on each side of what they need to do. And there's really no problem with, you know, understanding how you're going to make each other happy, I guess, in this agreement. Once this agreement ends, I would keep it on file for a little while. Again, you have to have these types of pieces to your agreements. Any place that you are doing an agreement. So online, on paper, if you're doing coaching, those things. If you need any help with this, just reach out to me and I'm going to make sure you're taken care of. But I do want you to know that getting it in writing is critically important. If somebody comes and says they're not happy with your services and they do a chargeback and they go directly to their credit card company and you don't have an agreement in writing, you may lose. You will lose because you can't prove that they ever agreed to a no refund policy. So just take that. Hopefully your eyes aren't rolling back. Hopefully you're not dragged down this morning or this afternoon. I just want you to know the importance of just getting it in writing. Keep it simple. Put all the terms in there and make sure you protect yourself. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Profit Accelerator Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me today on this episode of the Profit Accelerator Podcast. If you'd like to learn more and grab some free resources, just head over to entremoneycoach.com and you'll find the links and freebies. Take care, and I can't wait to talk to you again next time on the Profit Accelerator Podcast.